This is Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD. This is Healthline Live. Let's go right back to the phones, and let's go to Patrick in New Jersey, and he's got some question about juices. Are you there, Patrick?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Marshall.
How you doing? Yeah, you had a question about juices. Go ahead.
Yeah, please. Could you share your insights? I heard you talk about before potato juice.
Oh, yes.
Organic potato juice, and also how you used to use carrot and celery juice.
Yes. Well, all right. We'll talk a little bit about that. This is a difficult thing for me, but I will. You forced me to bring this up, so I will discuss it. We as a nation are probably the world's most perverse at handling our food. We have perverted our food supply, and that's the only word I can use. And it has led to a cascade of misery and illness for ourselves and for the world. And primarily, the use of synthetic fertilizers like NPK gives us a big crop that doesn't have good nutrition, an empty harvest. An example being a simple peach. And today, if you wanted the vitamin A of a peach of 1950, you would need to eat 53 peaches. We have devastated our food. That's the reason I tell everyone who's listening, the first thing you got to do is get on something like Super Nutrient Trio, where you've got the minerals, you've got the greens, you've got good oil, because you're not getting them from our food. And when you don't, you become part of the grand experiment on how to be sick. Now, one of the clever countermeasures that was introduced in the early 1900s was juicing. And this was a way to concentrate food that was declining in nutritive value and to help ourselves. And, of course, when I began practice way back in the 70s, I could not find a good mineral supplement. And I used to provide carrot and celery juice to all of my clients so that they would have a great source of calcium and minerals. And when I would come along, the man who made the juices would say, oh, no, I'm going to be stocked out again. And I'd pull up in a car, an old 1966 GTO, a Pontiac GTO. I still have that car. And I'd pull up and load the trunk, and the trunk sleeps about three people. So that was the vehicle we used in those days, and it worked really well. And then years later, we discovered a good form of sangomarine coral, which is a lot easier to do than carrot and celery juice. But most people don't know carrot and celery juice, ounce for ounce, has more calcium than milk. And it's a much easier thing for people to digest. So we use that. Now, along have come many advances. And so, you know, I view juicing as like a countermeasure in this war until we can come back to great food, until we can wake up as a nation and stop presenting beautiful-looking food and begin presenting nutrient-dense food. And I'm just going to tell you one quick story. I really don't mean to be on a soapbox here, but in 1953, a real pioneer of health and nutrition was a man named J.I. Rodale. He started a magazine called Prevention Magazine. But in that magazine, he also had another magazine called Organic Gardening, and he made a little 8-millimeter film of moving into a cotton field, and it was infested with boll weevils, and you couldn't even see the sunlight in 20 feet in front of you. And he had a little brown paper sack where he had a cotton plant that was organically grown in a little plant pot. And he took it out of the bag and set it down, and an arc of clearance of the boll weevils, so you could see right to the plant. They moved away from it. He was demonstrating dramatically that these insects are coming to eat sick plants to protect the mammals. It's part of our system. Instead, we developed organophosphates. People like me developed organophosphates and organochlorides, insecticides, to kill the insect, and yet we end up eating some of this poison as well, instead of raising a really healthy crop. And why did the insect go to that crop? It went to it because the crop was exuding methane or ammonia, and that was the signal to the insect to come and eat it. You see why I say we have perverted food. And now, as a measure, we're trying to concentrate nutrition by juicing. Greatest one, God, please help us to wake up and stop doing this nonsense. In the interim, we have food supplements. That's why I make these. That's why I do this radio broadcast, because I'm hoping we can all wake up and stop this crazy perversion. How sick do we have to become? In 2005, 53% of America was chronically ill. In the early 1900s, less than 5%. We were the strongest civilized nation on earth. Make no mistake, it's the food. It's the perversion of the food. So a juice is a puny countermeasure. Now, potato juice, in particular russet potato juice, has been shown to promote a much healthier kidneys, and I urge every one of you out there who's concerned about healthy kidneys to look up potato juice on the internet and learn more about it. I hope that answers your question. I really didn't mean to hit a soapbox here, buddy, but I can tell you that you hit a nerve when you asked me about juicing.
That was great. I appreciate it. Okay. Thanks so much.
All right.